Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die president het vroeër die week die voormalige minister van Finansies Nhlanhla Nene as die nuwe voorsitter van die Finansiële en Fiskale Kommissie aangewys. Nou die kommissie staan bekend as die FFC. Nou volgens die webblad is dit 'n onafhanklike konstitusionele liggaam wat die parlement, provinsiale regerings en munisipale owerhede van raad moet bedien en voorstelle maak oor die bestuur van hulle inkomste, hulle uitgawes, skuldbelasting en ook ander fiskale beleidsinstrumente. Maar daar hang 'n paar wolke oor die FCC omdat die regering en sy plaaslike owerhede moet raad gee oor hulle begrotings, maar nie self binne sy begroting kan bly nie. Nhlanhla Nene is nou op die lyn. Nhlanhla, thank you so much for your time and it's nice speaking to you again. I must say I've only heard of the FCC early last year with the disastrous proposal to increase VAT by 2 percentage points, but it seems as if this body has flown underneath the radar. What exactly is its main task, its main mandate?
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for inviting me. And also, what a relief, the interview is in English. I was going to struggle. The Financial and Fiscal Commission is established, it's a constitutional body, which is was established to advise Parliament and all structures that are responsible for spending in all spheres of government. As it advises Parliament, it is a research-based constitutional body because we do the research. We also collect data and information that would inform the process of the division of revenue amongst the spheres of government, but also oversees its expenditure as well. I must also put a disclaimer that I haven't even set foot in office yet. The announcement, we've just finalizing the formalities. But what it then does is during the all the stages of the budgeting process, we would actually make an input, submit our recommendations for consideration by Parliament, by the Minister, and by all structures that are responsible for spending.
So that's the mandate, but is it doing that? Even if you look at, for example, local government, local government structures they've got significant financial problems, in many cases they're dysfunctional. So do they take the recommendations to heart and implement them? And is there any oversight role from the Commission to regarding the implementation of those proposals?
I think perhaps that's where the process needs to be strengthened in making those recommendations, because at the end of the day, many recommendations, even including recommendations that come, are at the end of the process, post facto from the Auditor General, a lot of recommendations come from there, and if they are not implemented, you will continue to see those failures. But the recommendations that the FFC makes are recommendations that actually are meant to inform the process and the budgeting process at its formative stages, but also to engage with the relevant structures on a continuous basis. We do get invited as we speak. I think the Department of the Portfolio Committee on Education has invited us next week on the 25th. The Appropriations Committee has also invited us because they are dealing with the recommendations that arise out of its processes in looking at the Money Bills Amendment and Related Matters Bill. So in all of those legislative processes, we are required to make such recommendations. Therefore, it's important to make sure that recommendations that are made are followed through. And if not, we actually need to be able to provide an assessment and continue with the research that continues to actually indicate to those that are supposed to exercise oversight, which will be Parliament in this instance, that these recommendations had been put in place or they were made and they were not followed through. So we do have a task. And as you say, it has been under the radar. But if you look at All the documentation that has been tabled, be it the budget, be it the medium-term budget policy statement, the recommendations from the commission would have been incorporated, and they form an integral part of those processes.
But it seems like there is a lot of work to be done because, and I've seen reports that the commission can't stick to its own budget, and there are many, many vacancies. And that's concerning, since this commission needs to advise local governments and other government spheres about how to manage their finances.
Indeed. It's actually it's one of those things that are a challenge that one would need to deal with as we get into office. It's going to take a lot of effort and commitment from our side, but at the same time, we also need to learn to live within our means, but also to make sure that you have the necessary expertise to drive our research program, but also to make sure that the advice we give is advice that is sound, appropriate, and contributes towards prudent fiscal discipline.
Nslanshla, baie dankie. Dit was Nslanshla Nene, die oud-minister van Finansies en die nuwe voorsitter van die Finansiële en Fiskale Kommissie. Hy was natuurlik die persoon wat nie die kernkragooreenkoms wou teken tydens die staatskaping jare nie, en die minister wat afgedank is daai naweek wat ons drie ministers van Finansies gesien het, hy was die eerste een wat daar afgedank is.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.